Today on episode number 459 of the School of Podcasting's Warning Announcements, we've got a really cool Because of My Podcast story all the way from Norway. We've got some questions about Clamor. We've got a horror story about somebody using a free media host. And speaking of free media hosts, I'm going to give you the rundown on the latest one called podcast.com. Is it a good idea? Is it something you want to know? I'll tell you right after this. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very much for tuning in. Really glad you're here. If you're brand new, here's the deal. We talk about all things podcasting. I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the technology. We're going to be talking about technology a little bit today. And I help you flatten the learning curve and get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you want to reach out to me, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And you know what? Let's just hit the jingle.
And now it's time for a power rant.
Yeah, this is a couple things. Number one, if you are thinking of starting a podcast, if Johnny Johnson jumps off the Empire State Building, are you going to jump off the Empire State Building? And what I'm talking about here is Feedburner. And there are still some people that say Feedburner is fine. There are some very, very extremely successful people using Feedburner, and that's fine. But in my world, a lot of people that call me up and go, Dave, help me fix my feed. One of the problems is, you guessed it, Feedburner. Feedburner was a great idea. It was a great piece of technology 10 years ago. Don't use Feedburner. Please don't. And speaking of things that are just flat out wrong, this is a pet peeve of mine. And there's a thing about Washington, George Washington, the first president of the United States, of him crossing the Delaware, standing up in a boat. And historians have kind of said, yeah, that didn't really happen that way. It did happen. He crossed, you know, in a boat, but standing up, nah. But it's been said so much, there have been paintings about it, that everybody believes it's true. And one of the myths that just keeps coming and coming and coming is this thing about you only have 8 weeks to be in New and Noteworthy. And this is from, I've been listening to a new show. It's called the Showrunner podcast. It's from Rainmaker.fm. You can find it at Showrunner.fm. It's really geared to people who want to use, who want to really monetize their podcast. Couple new episodes here. And of course, they're starting a course on podcasting. But here's a little clip that I just went, oh, really?
I knew the absolute power of it, and people neglect it. And you only have 8 weeks. So you have to push this from literally from day one.
And so what I did was I reached out to John, who's one of the co-hosts. I said, hey, just for the record, and he might have actually meant this, but didn't quite say it right. I know I'm guilty of that myself. What you need to say is you only have 8 weeks to get in as new. You can go in as Noteworthy anytime you want. I know a couple people with TV podcasts that every time the season kicks off, they get a ton of downloads, a ton of activity, and they pop right back into Noteworthy. So if you have somebody saying you only have 8 weeks to get in a new and Noteworthy, that is a falsehood. And that is my current pet peeve today. So keep that in mind. And one of the things I do is I keep up on podcasting. I listen to like every podcast about podcasting. I read about every feed and every story, and be careful with some of this technology, because there is, you know, Feedburner is a classic example, was a great example of a solution in 2005, but it's not anymore. And, you know, this is where people like myself and Daniel J. Lewis and Ray Ortega, some of the other podcast consultants that stay up on this stuff can really help you avoid a headache. So for more information, check me out, schoolofpodcasting.com.
Hi, Dave. This is Kim Slusher over at the Distracted Life Podcast. I just wanted to give you a little bit of feedback from the School of Podcasting. I've been a member now for a couple of months, and I just want to let you know that I unfortunately did not find your website until I was probably almost on episode 15 and didn't join the School of Podcasting until I was around episode 20. And I spent many hours self-teaching myself stuff, running all over the web, running all over the podcast, trying to get little nuggets of information here and there. And you have everything that anyone would need, start to finish, your tagline is flattening the learning curve. And my friend, you do that. So I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your product and how much you do to help support the podcasting community. Take care.
Thank you, Kim. And, you know, I always love, because of my podcast stories, if you can answer this, and I want to thank Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS. He actually had heard about this story and prompted the author here, my buddy from Norway. I'm going to try to butcher your name here. I believe it's just Ivan is how you say this. And he is a lawyer in Norway. And check out what he got to do. It's pretty cool.
Hey, Dave, this is Ivan Arntzen from Norway, and I just wanted to share with you my Because of My podcast experience. So I have this podcast here in Norway called Juridisk ABC, which translates to the legal ABC. It's an interview-based podcast where I talk to other lawyers and jurist professors and others about legal subjects that should be of relevance to most people. We talk about employment law, family law, real estate law, you know, subject that's valuable for the listener to learn more about. We also try to educate the listener more in how our legal system works. And this is where I had this great opportunity just last week when I suddenly found myself in the office of the Supreme Justice of the Norwegian Supreme Court. As a regular lawyer to come to the Supreme Court and meet the Chief Justice like that, we sat down for an hour talking about the legal system and also, of course, subjects related to how the Supreme Court works. It was just such a great opportunity, a priceless experience, something I will carry with me for the rest of my life. And it was just mind-blowing that this is what the podcast can do for you. And also, I think it was a great experience for the court and for my interviewee. I mean, it was a good opportunity for them to get more knowledge out about how the, this really important part of the legal system works. So, but for me, it was a great because of my podcast experience. And I just want to thank you for helping me and so many others to learn more about podcasting. I listen to your show all the time, and it's been a great inspiration for me. So thank you again, and also thank you to Steve Stewart, who suggested that I should share this experience with you. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas next year. I didn't make it this year, but I'll try to save up and come over and see you all then. Okay, bye-bye.
Ivan, thank you so much for that. I'm really happy that you shared that. How cool is that? Can you imagine that? Being a lawyer and sitting down with one of the top justices of your country because of your podcast. That is amazing. That is cool. So thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you for Steve Stewart for, he had heard about this story and said, hey, you ought to send Dave in a message. And you should too. If you can answer that question because of my podcast, blank, send it on in. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and you can contact me any way you want. I prefer them in an audio format so you could record it and email it to me, things like that. But would love to hear your answer to that. That's one of my goals for the end of this year. Maybe come up with a book that basically summarizes all these. So you might actually get a little more exposure than that. And the next thing we have up here, one of my favorite people on the planet, Miss Elsie Escobar. Take it away, Elsie.
Hello, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. This is Elsie Escobar from The Feed and She Podcasts. And I have a comment about Clamor. I'm confused about Clamor. I'm confused because I don't know where and how people are getting these wonderful little pieces of audio inside of the app without spending a gazillion bajillion years on it. So I wrote down what I wanted to say on my first climber because it was a very deliberate thing I wanted to get through, and it is only 19 seconds. So I wrote it on my notes app so that I could read it and then, you know, have it recorded and be kind of clean. Well, it turns out that climber does not run in the background. So if I exited it out of the app to record or read something that was in my iOS device, or if you want to read something that is, let's say, the news of an article or something that you're reading on iOS, you cannot record it, which is kind of dorky. And the second thing is, I thought that there was an internet component somewhere where it's browser based. I thought maybe that would work, but that I can't find it anywhere. It just tells me to download the app. And the third thing that I was kind of upset about is that there is no hookup anywhere else, like the Dropbox aspect of it. You can't hook to Dropbox, Google Drive, any of those other wonderful things. So anyway, it's disappointing and I'm sad. Help, maybe? Bye.
Elsie, thank you so much. Yeah, Clamor is kind of cool. And I've actually been working with those guys, and they're looking at having me set up kind of a channel or being a featured editor, which is kind of cool. And this is kind of visual. So Clamor is just C-L-A-M-M-R. And when you click on the little icon in the upper left-hand corner and you click on the microphone, it does pull in from one of my favorite places, he said sarcastically, SoundCloud. And we'll see how that works out in a couple of years when SoundCloud potentially loses all their funding and goes out of business. But once you pull that up, you just go to My Library. Now, what I've been doing is once you pull that up, you then have to click the More button. Yeah, I know. Then you click on Podcast. So, yes, four clicks to get to where you want to go. And then you'll see all the podcasts that have downloaded on your podcast. You pick that. And then from there, you go in and you can do some editing. I'll put a link to a video that they have that shows you how to do these. Now, if you're on Android, the website is publisher.com. Publisher.clamor. And again, Clamor is C-L-A-M-M-R.com. You can also record, but yeah, you can't record from, while you're reading. It has to be in the foreground. So it's kind of a new app. I'm loving it. I'm finding all sorts of cool stuff. The other thing that it's doing is it's making me, for lack of a better phrase, think about my content in 18-second chunks. Yeah, it's actually 18, not, I think Elsie said 19 or whatever it is. It's not a whole lot of time, whatever it is. And so I'm now thinking about when I record things, okay, what's the clamor of this topic? And it's kind of a cool way to get you to really focus on, okay, what am I trying to say? And then work, say, okay, here's the main meat and potatoes, and then work your way out. But I have found some pretty cool clips. And this is the thing that I'm somewhat confused on. Is like, I'm basically taking somebody else's material and kind of slicing and dicing it. Let me play a couple quick things that I've been doing in my channel here. If I click on this, let me go. So I'm on right now, publisher.clamor.com. And so here is a great one from my buddy Eric K. Johnson from podcasttalentcoach.com. Here's a clip. He was talking about New Media Expo.
You know what? A lot of us got into podcasting because radio turned us off with all the advertising. You know, there's 16 minutes of advertising in an hour worth of radio on a music station. Talk stations tend to get up near 20, 25 minutes of commercials.
Can I change my format?
No one will punch you in the face.
Oh, this is me playing. Can I change the time of my podcast?
No one will punch you in the face.
How about if I go three times a week?
No one will punch you in the face.
The beauty of it's your podcast. And
no one will punch you in the face
if you change it. That's the beauty. Okay, so that's me on Ask the Podcast Coach. Here's a clip from my buddies Corey and Nick. And Tony wasn't around for this one, I don't believe. This was Podcasters Group Therapy.
There are TV show podcasts that I have listened to in the past that I did not watch the shows. And I liked it because I got to know the hosts, and I was almost more interested in the hosts and their interactions with each other and, you know, little snippets of their personal lives that they might include.
So this is where I say people will know, like, and trust you. And then this was a really great one. My buddy Mike Dell from podcasthelpdesk.com, another great podcast. And he found speaking of Norway, listen to this.
There's a story through the Hollywood Reporter, but in Norway, they're shutting off FM. They're transitioning everything to digital audio broadcasting, DAB system.
And here's a clip from...
What do you think of this right now? This is just my phone. So what does it sound like comparing the phone to this, in this case right now, $60 microphone? Well, let me switch to it.
So this is the ATR 2100 microphone. Does it sound that much better than your phone? So that was a comparison of recording with your phone and the microphone. I got one more clip, speaking of because of my podcast story. This, again, is from the Showrunner podcast. Interesting little take here about how this guy got a job.
The most important reason to start a podcast is that it can literally change your life. And I know that kind of sounds like hyperbole, but it's true. I have my current position at Copyblogger Media in large part because of podcasting.
You know what? Pretty cool. So I'm starting to get used to listening to 18-second chunks. And I think it's interesting to think, okay, what is, you know, what's the clamor? Is that going to become the word now for the golden nugget of this topic to go forth? But it does, back in the day when I was on the road to be a pastor, I've said this before, when I had to do a shorter presentation, it's actually harder because you have to figure out what you really, really want to say and hit those points first. So that's a because of my podcast story. It's a little podcast rewind and a little clamor news. Now, here's the fun thing. As much as I love clamor, right now there's a bug. I did two today, and I made a clip from Eric, and I think the other clip from Rainmaker, and it was pulling the right audio. And of course, the cool thing about this is if you like that and you're listening to it on the app, you just hit a button and boom, it downloads the rest of your show. You can listen to that episode. So be sure to always be mentioning your website and your podcast, things like that. You always want to drive people back to your website. And that also plays on Twitter. And so, but I made a couple new clamors this morning, and yeah, they kept pulling the wrong information and the wrong image. So it sounded great. Still worked. Still, you know, drove people to the actual MP3. And I've let the boys know because they did just come out with a new version. And I kind of went, yeah. So as we talk a lot about technology here on the show, and there are different things that, you want to avoid so you don't spend a ton of money on things you don't need. And we've talked a lot about media hosting on this show. If you are not a regular listener, my two biggies that I recommend are Libsyn, Libsyn.com, and Blueberry, Blueberry's Blueberry.com. And if you go to podcastmediahosting.com, can't believe that domain was available, that will direct you to a page where I describe more of this in detail. But my buddy Mark from the geocaching podcast over at obeep.com, this is one of those things where, you know, it's just a shame. This was somebody new and noteworthy, and listen to the experience that Mark had. So this is a great experience from a listener about podcasting.
Hey up, Dave. This is Mark from the Obeep Geocaching Podcast. You can find us over at obeep.com. I want to tell you about a experience I've recently had with Podomatic and trying to subscribe to a podcast that is on Podomatic. I'd been looking for a health and fitness podcast on the iPhone app or the iOS app, podcast app. And I came across this. I looked an ideal podcast. The description was spot on from what I was looking for. Subscribed to it, downloaded an episode, press play, and I got a pre-recorded Podomatic announcement saying that this podcast had reached its bandwidth limit and to come back and try again at another time. So as far as I was concerned, I wasn't going to go back to that podcast. It was immediately deleted. I can't even tell you the name of it now. So I couldn't even know what podcast to go back to. I was on my data downloading this podcast and I end up with a message like that. Yeah, data isn't excessively expensive, but there's other things I could be doing with it. It was a podcast, as I say, new and noteworthy, but it had limited itself by bandwidth, basically. Okay, Dave, thanks for all you do. Speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Mark. Yeah, it's a shame. And the thing about Podomatic is it first looks like you can't, that this is one of those media hosting companies that there's an article in Podtertainment magazine. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Podtertainment, P-O-D-E-R-tainment. It's a great once a month digital magazine for iOS that's all about podcasting. And somebody was talking about, they didn't realize when they signed up at Podomatic, they kind of own your feed. And the only way to redirect it is to upgrade to a paid version temporarily. Say, hey, iTunes, I'm not using Podomatic anymore. I'm using this person's feed. And then you have to go through this whole rigmarole, as my grandmother used to say. And so, yeah, this is one of those things where somebody's probably trying to, they're using their free account, or in the case of Podomatic, you may not have enough bandwidth. That's why I love Libsyn and Blueberry. It doesn't matter how, if you're on Oprah and you get 8 billion people listening to your show, it's the same fee. So speaking of media hosts, I've had a couple of people say, what's the deal with this podcasts.com? And this is a new media hosting company that's absolutely free. Now, I've talked about audiometric.io in the past, and they are free, but they put advertising in your show, and they pay you something like 0.0002 cents per download. And I've been playing with that with some of my very old expired podcasts, and I'm up to $2.16, I'll have you know. And I only need, I think, 100,000 or a million downloads to actually get to where they'll actually pay me out, because you don't get paid until you get to $100. So I should be about 107, I think, at that. So, and at that point, you know, $100 will buy a stick of gum. But I was looking at this company, and there's no advertising. And this is kind of where having my perspective is somewhat unique, because I have been around, been doing this for 10 years. I'm celebrating 10 years here in April 2015. And so many people are like, oh, cool, I can podcast for free. And, you know, I do a podcast about this. I did an experiment over podcastingforfree.com. But here are the things that I've experienced. Well, number one, when I went to their website, they had Adam Carolla, the most downloaded podcast. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records. They had twit.tv on their front page. Now, call me a skeptic, but I'm pretty sure. In fact, I know Leo does not use podcast.com for their media host. He's sponsored by, what is it, Mediafly or somebody like that. So I know that Leo Laporte and the Twit Network is not on podcast.com. But when you go to their website, it sure looks like it. And that's a thing I like to call false advertising. And this is where people like to prey, not P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y. They prey on the uninformed, because podcasting is getting so hot and everybody's just starting a podcast that they know people are looking for information. They're like, oh, here comes a sucker right here, and they suck you in. And so that's my first impression is like, that's kind of slimy. I sent a support request. Now, they do have an actual, you know, like ticketing system. It's been about almost 3 days and I've yet to receive a single response. And I was just asking things like, do you change my file name? Do you change my ID3 tags? Do you change my bitrate? Because you can't download the file. There's no way to put your audio file on your website. This system, podcast.com, is all about putting and pointing people to their website. And I'm like, no. That's, again, why I like Libsyn and Blueberry. Libsyn and Blueberry are all about promoting your brand, not their brand. Okay. Now, the other thing is, when you add your podcast, they have a subscribe button, and they, in some cases, will ask you for your RSS feed, which is, again, if you're new to the whole podcasting thing, an RSS feed, if you think of it like a radio show, is kind of like your signal. Like here in Cleveland, it's 100.7. And then they give you another RSS feed. And I'm like, hey, everything old is new again. This is, back in the day, this is going to be a lot of those today. Mevio originally was called Podshow, and they set up a service. Because, again, this is like 2006. It was hard to subscribe to a podcast. You had to plug in your cable and all this other stuff and synchronization and iTunes and blah, blah, blah. It was not easy. So Mevio burned through like $30 million trying to make it easy, and they dedicated all these resources. And in the end, when Apple came on board, finally, people went, oh, this is actually kind of easier. I'm just using Apple. So Mevio / Podshow tried to create a website that was going to be the hub for people to subscribe to podcasts. Didn't work. And that's kind of what this podcast.com is trying to do. It's all about pointing people to their website. And then when you click on subscribe on podcast.com, you're not subscribing to my feed. You're subscribing to my feed on podcast.com, which I have zero control over. So in other words, podcast.com just got between me and my audience. This is why this is a really bad idea. And then here's the really, really bad part. If I ever decide I don't want to use this free service because, I don't know, maybe they put offensive ads on their website because they're driving a lot of traffic there, or they put ads in my podcast, who knows, right? I can't leave them. There's no system, as I record this right now in April of 2015, to redirect their feed to someplace I want to move to, which means you're kind of held hostage, okay? Their stats are beyond basic. And it just says, you know, here's your episode, here's how many downloads. There's no like what, now in the end, is that what I need? Sure, how many downloads? But some of us want to know like what technology was used to download it, where you were coming from, things like that. And they have some interesting features. For instance, they offer a private subscription. So if you want to sell your podcast, you could do that through a paid-based subscription version. They offer the ability also to sell merchandise, like T-shirts and such, or whatever you want to sell. And it looks like it's set up to do that. There's no documentation on how to use any of that, and there's no information on what kind of cut do you get. There's zero. And so, like I say, their support right now is MIA. Now, I looked into this. I'm like, well, who is this? And who are these people? It's owned by a company called Emerge Media, who stated on their website, we're grateful to help 50 plus million people communicate in 190 countries, find information and entertain when you need it most. They own person.com, directions.com, womens-health.com, information.com, muchgames.com, bands.com, translate.com, and now, of course, podcast.com. So, yeah, they're helping 50 plus million people because they have some really big domains. Their mission statement is this: taking on the essential roots of everyday tasks and breathing real life into the technology behind them, empowering humanity and supporting each other and giving them the tools to create a meaningful society surrounded by technology. Now, I'm kind of into that. I like to empower humans to support each other and to give them the tools to create a meaningful society, right? I think you can help change the world with your podcast. So it's kind of odd. They're based out of Chicago. And so what's my final, should I use this? Well, this is a little bit like SoundCloud. I wouldn't use them at all for my like main. This is my main podcast host. If I had to go free, I would go with audiometric.io. And I'm not a huge fan of them because they mess up my file name. They mess up my ID3 tags. You kind of get what you pay for with these free places. And now if I want to use it as a secondary distribution, now why would I do that? They do offer an iOS app and an Android app. So, you know, who knows? They might be driving people to say, hey, if you want to listen to podcasts, here's an alternative to the podcasts app from Apple. Download our stuff. Because I was really surprised when I threw a podcast on here just for giggles. You know me, I like to play with technology. And I'm like, how did I get 5 listens already? Well, when you first list your podcast, I don't know how long it lasts, but there is a page that is added to the app for brand new podcasts. So it's kind of like they're a little new and noteworthy, and who knows how long it lasts. I'm going to go over and start this right now, because I was telling my buddy Jim Cullison today from theaverageguy.tv, and we'll see how long this lasts. But it's an interesting, you know, it's kind of cool because when you go over in the top of the charts, I've never heard of any of these. The Caregiving Journey, UK Wine Show, some really bad album art for some of this stuff. It's kind of interesting. A book and a chat. And this person's using Blog Talk Radio and then feeding it into here. So, and Rob has a podcast. Now that's one, again, I would be really surprised. Maybe that's what Rob is doing. This might be a place like a directory almost where people are just adding it here as a secondary kind of point of distribution. Now, the bad news is if you're going to be doing anything with a media kit and you want your total downloads and you're using Libsyn or Blueberry or Spreaker or whoever, well, you got to come over here and get your stats and add them to your other stats. Otherwise, you won't get the full number, assuming that you get some traffic with that. So for me, I'm like, you know what? You can actually just tell it to add your RSS feed. If you tell it to import your files, then you actually have to go over and upload them. And I'm like, eh. So I actually clicked that option because, you know me, I want to dig in deep. But I think if I had to do it again, I would just say, here, just listen to my RSS feed and import it that way. And that way you don't have to do anything. Just in the future, when you update something on your website, it would be available over here. So, you know, to bottom line it, no harm, no foul as a secondary distribution channel. And I always say you pay for things with two options of currency, whether it's either time or money. So if you got the time to upload a file over here so you can get another 13 downloads, by all means, I just would not run away. Do not use them as your primary media host because you can't use this on your website. You have to point, you know, almost like pointing your domain at their website. And that's when I knew things were weird, is when you sign up, it doesn't ask you, like when you look at, quote, your website or your podcast on their website, there's no links back to your website. There's no links there for anything. I don't even think they have a link for Twitter or anything like that. It's all about keeping people on their website. So the other thing to keep in mind here about if you wanted to use this for your main kind of media host, I did some research. How long does a free media host last? Well, I talked about Mevio / Podcho. Again, they lasted 9 years, longer than any other media host, but they also had $30+ million in funding that they blew through and didn't make it work. Podango was the shortest one. That was 2 years. MyPodcast.com was 4 years. Justin.tv, which went out of business last year, that was 7 years. So if you add those together, the average lifespan of a free media host is 5.5 years. So great. About the time you really start getting a nice amount of momentum going and you've got a great audience, yeah, the wheels are going to fall off the wagon if things go the way they have in the past. So for me, I looked at it and went, yeah, this is not going to be something I recommend. And again, for me, the biggest one that I went, no redirect. There's no way to easily leave this particular media host. So if you tie in, because they're like, here's where you put in all your iTunes stuff. Here's the RSS feed. Go ahead and submit that to iTunes. And the uninformed person is going to go, this is so easy, and not know that you've just changed yourself to that media host. And it's going to be very, very hard to leave. And when you do leave, you're going to lose anywhere I've seen from 10% to 30% of your audience won't go through the extra step. I know it sounds weird to go subscribe again. Just if you could just click on subscribe again, and then you have to do all this extra work. So this is where I say I get you on the road to pain-free podcasting because I've seen this stuff before. I know what to look for. And, you know, like when you buy a car, and if it's used, you usually find that mechanic friend and you say, hey, I'm thinking of buying a car. Could you come and take a look at it? And they know to look at the thing on the brake and they know how to check, hey, this starter's going bad. and this and your tires and blah, blah, blah. And they can look at it and go, yeah, this is actually a pretty good deal. Well, that's kind of what I feel like in situations like this where I can go, ah, let me look at this. And I've got my criteria of what I think makes a good media host. And the other thing I want to throw in here, I just have here in my notes, realize in the end, you want to use a great media host, but your media host has almost nothing to do with how many listeners you have. Now here, you know, Mark talked about Podomatic. Well, that's going to cut down your listeners if your media host goes, sorry, we're not going to serve your file anymore. That'll definitely hurt your listeners. But, you know, you want a media host to serve your files fast. You want them to be up. You want them to be reliable. And you want to please give me some stats. Don't change my file name. Don't change my bit rate. So if I give you a CD quality stereo file, don't give me a AM radio quality mono file. And this is where I'm weird. Charge me some money for that. Give me some support. And that way you'll stay in business. So I don't have to change my media host down the road. So you may not know it, but I just helped you dodge a bullet. And like I said, if you want to use them as a secondary, sure. If you got more time, go ahead. If you'd like to work with me to help you avoid other bullets, check it out. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the join button. You can use a coupon code. It'll save off the first month. Type in listener, LISTENER, and that'll save on the first month. You'll have access to our step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through. Wait till you see all the stuff on planning your podcast, because really, you're going to connect with your audience because you're going to take those steps to plan it. And then there's tutorials on Audacity and Audition and other tools to actually record it. We work with you to make sure you don't spend $1,000 on equipment when all you need to do is spend about $100. Man, does that make me mad when I hear people go, yeah, I spent like $1,200. I don't even know how to plug it in. I'm like, ugh, you know, I could help you so much with that. And we get you on the way. And before you know it, you'll be in iTunes and rocking and rolling. So if you're interested in that, again, the coupon code is listener. And one last quick little ditty, courtesy of My Podcast Reviews. We did some, I did get some quick little reviews. So I think anybody who sends me, you know, goes to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. I mean, I'm deeply moved when people write a review for the show. And I want to thank CircleCast from the USA, who said, laugh, cry, think, or groan. Dave set out to educate his audience in ways that are imaginative and entertaining. Whether he is playing his guitar or having Binky and the Whiz, man, guest hosts with over 400 episodes, you can believe he's been podcasting for a long time. Great show, Dave. Podcastdojo.com. Well, that's my good buddy, Brian. Yeah, check out his show, podcastdojo.com. And it's awesome. If you do that, be sure to put your, just like Brian did, put in your website. And I'll give you a little shout out here. Let's see. Audio Drama from the UK says, have learned so much about podcasting from Dave since hearing about his show last summer. It remains top of my must to listens. And every week it's educational and entertaining stuff. Keep it up. So thank you so much. Audio Drama. It always sounds weird when you address people by their iTunes. You know, it's always like, hey, thank you so much. Stinky Pig 37 for the review or whatever it is, you know, Mom's Gym Cat Taxi. Some sort of weird iTunes thing, but thank you. I know you're a person and you wrote that review and it touches me deeply that A, you listen, and B, you felt so moved to do that. So thank you so much. And if you have any ideas what you would like to talk to me about in the future, I'm all ears. Again, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And don't forget about if you got a last five and five, if you got it because of my podcast story, always loving to hear those and always great to interact with you during the week. We assemble it all and come back here every Monday. So thanks so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care. God bless.